Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erwin.
Peri Gimel, Mishnah Vav.
Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov HaSamach L'Shabbos. Yom Tov that's near Shabbos, Bein Milfinel, whether it's before, or Bein Milachre, or afterwards. Suppose, let's say you have Shavuos. So either it's Shavuos on Friday, followed by Shabbos, or you have Shabbos first, and then Sunday Shavuos. But the point is, I have 2 days straight. Shabbos Yom Tov, Yom Tov Shabbos, either way. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person has an option. His option is, Ma'ariv Adam, a person can set into place Shnei Erevin, two Erevin. He could put one down, let's say, 2,000 amos east of his house. The Omer, and he says, Eruvi Harishay LeMizrach. I want this one to be for the east, because on the first day, I want to go hear a shir, which is going to take place east of my house, and I need an Erev to get there. The Hasheni, then he's going to go and put down the Erev of 2,000 amis west of his house. He does this all Erev, the day before the 2 days. But he says, this one I wanted to go into effect the second day Ben HaShemoshes, Lemarev for the west, because on the second day of either Shabbos or Yom Tov, I want to go visit my grandmother to the west. Or the other way around, or Rishon Lemarev, the first one for the west, Vasheni Lemizrach. So again, he has to put down both Erev and Erev Yom Tov, but he makes it very clear. The key is Ben HaShemoshes. Ben HaShemoshes of the first day, I want this one to work in one direction. Ben HaShemoshes of the second day, I want the other Erev to work for me in a different direction. Or let's say, he says, Eruvi Harishon, I want my Erev to work only for day number one. Day number one, I want to go hear a shir, east of my house. The Hasheni on the second day, I don't want any Erev to work. Kibbenei Iri, I want to be like the people of my town. Remember, having an Erev is a Maila and a Chasaran. It's a Maila, you can walk extra in one direction, but you lose in the other direction. So he may say, the first day, I have to go visit my grandmother. But the second day, I want to be like the people of my town. I want to be able to walk 2,000 amos in either direction. Vasheni kibbenei iri, I want to be like the people of my town. Or he can say, Eruvi Hasheni, I want my Erev to work for day number two, but only for day number two. I want it to go into effect only on the second day, Ben HaShemoshes. V'harishon, on day number one, kibbenei iri. I want to be like the people of my town. I want to have no Erev. I'm kind of shvisa where I am. I want to be able to go 2,000 amos in either direction. The point being, Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you have Yom Tov followed by Shabbos or Shabbos followed by Yom Tov, they are considered two separate days. It's not one long kedusha. And therefore, each Ben HaShemoshes works independently. So I have this option. The Chachamim, they disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, we're not so sure if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov or Yom Tov and Shabbos that it's two separate kedushas. Maybe they're taka two separate kedushas. Maybe each Ben HaShemoshes could be clicked in for something else. That's true. But maybe not. Maybe it's one long kedusha. If it is, you don't have a choice to break it up. And we have to go l'chumra, assuming both possibilities. What does that mean, l'chumra, assuming both possibilities? Well, on the one hand, I can't let you say one day to the east and the next day to the west. Just like you can't take one Shabbos and say, well, Friday night I'll have an Erev to the west and Shabbos morning an Erev to the east. You know, Friday night I want to eat by my Uncle Moshe, who lives to the west, and Shabbos morning, I want to go say Mazel Tov to a different uncle. It doesn't work that way. You can't split up one day. Whatever happens, Erev Shabbos Ben HaShemoshes, that day gets clicked in. So, for that matter, Shabbos and Yom Tov is one day. On the other hand, because I'm not absolutely sure it's one day, so there would be a Chumra. What would the Chumra be? Let's say the Erev is intact, the first day Ben HaShemoshes, but by the second day Ben HaShemoshes, someone ate the Erev. It's not there. Now, if I knew for sure both days were one day, it's not a problem. Just like it's not a problem if the Erev was eaten after Ben HaShemoshes and every Shabbos. But because there's a possibility that they are two separate days, I can't rely on the Erev at all on day number two, because maybe that Ben HaShemoshes needs its own Erev. That's how the Gemara explains the Sheet of the Chachamim, and that's how we teach the words of the Chachamim over here in the Mishnah. This is how the Gemara explains it. The Chachamim say, you, Rabbi Eliezer, would admit to us that on any given Shabbos, either Ma'ariv L'Ruach Achas, either the Erev goes one way, or Yena Ma'ariv Kolikir. You can't have it Friday night one way, and the other part of Shabbos the other way. You can't divide the day in half. Well, the same is true with Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there's a good possibility that it's all one Kiddusha. So, Oy Ma'ariv L'Shne Yomim, either he makes one Erev for both days, or Yena Ma'ariv Kolikir, or he makes no Erev at all. So, Ketzad Yatzah. Now, what should he do according to the Chachamim? Ma'lichoy berishay. He should take it on the first day, either he or a shliach. Umachshech olav. Stay there until nightfall. So he's kind of the Erev. But don't leave it there, because if it gets lost, you're going to have a problem on the second day. Rather, v'noitloi, take it, ubolot. Let him take it and go. Basheni, on the second day, he should take the same piece of bread. It has to be the same piece. He should take it, return with it, machshech olav, wait for it to become night. Yoichle, now he can eat it. He's not supposed to say anything on the second day, because then he's running into problems of preparing from Yom Tov to Shabbos, so he just has to bring it there the second day, stay there until it gets dark. This way he's safe on all counts. The Nimsa turns out, Mistaker, he benefits Bahalichasai, he benefits by going there because I know for sure the Erev is going to work on the second day. Even if it's two separate Kedushas, he has his Erev in place for day number two. Umistaker Be'erulay, and he gains that he gets to eat the Erev. Zaktabatanura, well, that's good if it's Yom Tov first. So you can bring it before Yom Tov, and on the second day, you can go there with the Erev, because he's still allowed to carry. What if it's Shabbos first? So what about the Ben Hashmashas from Matzah Shabbos into Yom Tov? He can't go on Shabbos with the Erev. He can't bring it back Friday night. So what he does then is, he'll go Friday, bring it there, he won't eat it, but he'll have to go back on the second night to see if it's still there. He can't bring it back, but he has to check on it. And the second night, he can eat it afterwards. Now, if Lemaisa, Necho Barishna was eaten on the first day, say the Chachamim, we can't take a chance. Could be it's two separate Kedushas. So Eruv Larisha, the Erev is only for the first day. The Einoi Erev L'Sheni. It's not an Erev for the second day. Amalim Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said, so you yourself are saying that if it's eaten on the first day, it doesn't work for the second day. So in effect, Moidim Atimli, you're being Moidim to me. Don't you agree with me, Shein Shtei Kedushas? They're two separate Kedushas. And what clicks into effect on the first day, Ben Hashmashas, doesn't work for the second day? Well, that's the case that they're two separate Kedushas. So why don't you agree with me that he can make an error for one day going in one direction and an error on the other day going in the other direction, or the other options that you can do with 2 days? But we already explained that the Chachamim say, we're not sure. We have to go to Chumrah. We have to treat it as if it's one day, one long day, therefore you can't divide it. And we also treat it as if it's two separate days, and therefore we have to make sure that the Erev is intact the second night. Okay, so quickly chazing over, what did we learn in this Mishnah? We have a case of Yom Tov coming after Shabbos, or Shabbos coming after Yom Tov. Rabbi Eliezer is absolutely certain that they are two separate Kedushais, which gives us the option of saying, whatever I want to do, could be only for day number one. I could put one Erev to the east and say I wanted to go into effect Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashas. I could put another Erev to the west. I could say I want that Erev to go into effect the second night Ben Hashmashas for the second day. So I can go the first day Yichveis in one direction to Yerushia, the second day in the other direction to visit my grandmother. He could say I want the Erev to work only on day number one. The second day I want to be like the people of my town, or the other way around. And the Chachanim say, just like you can't split a day, can't have half an Erev for one day and say the Erev shouldn't work, or another way of going in the other direction the other part of the day, you can't do it for Shabbos Yom Tov, for Yom Tov Shabbos, because it could be it's one Kedusha. On the other hand, it could be it's two separate Kedushas, and therefore you're going to have to make sure not only can he only have one Erev going in one direction, but if he wants the Erev to work on the second day, he has to make sure that it was still there intact the second night, then Hashmashais.